Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Thank you very much, lady and gentlemen of the band. Thank you so much. This month we are talking about clearly seeing the divine as a pervasive, inclusive, creative energy that we call love. Not like human love. We started talking about that in the first week and really unpacked that. You know, if you missed any of the weeks, you can always go onto our website and watch the videos. They're free. Or you can subscribe to our podcast. It's all free. There you will learn that in the second week, we talked about the role of devotion in really coming close to the love of the universe. And then the following week, we talked about the role of faith. And that brings us to this week. And we're talking about altruism, which is similar to compassion, but with some important differences. So let's look at compassion first. The beauty of compassion is that it grows out of a shared or perceived shared experience with another one. When we feel with others, that's the com in compassion. It means with, feeling with others. Like many of us probably felt when we heard the news about the fires in Australia. Because we've been through something like that. And then when the news of the three United States firefighters died in the plane crash, helping to put out the fires, you know, most likely many people here could connect with that loss. Even though it's on another continent, it's still close to home. It's close to our hearts. The dictionary defines compassion as a deep awareness of the suffering of another sentient being, accompanied with the wish to relieve the suffering. That's compassion, to feel with and to want to do something about it. Now let's look at altruism, because altruism is a little different. Altruism grows from a personal desire to express such things as goodness, loving kindness, respect, welcome, whether or not there is a trigger event, whether or not there is a tragedy or a need. See, I may not have had the same experience as you. I may not understand your pain. I may not be able to identify with what you're going through. In fact, I may not know a single thing about you. And still, there is this drive in me to express loving kindness because that's what I do. Altruism, then, is not necessarily a response to distress, although it can be that too. What makes altruism different is that it comes from this deep longing to express your true, innate, spiritual self as loving kindness. The word altruism came into use in the 1800s. It comes from an Italian word, altrui, which means other people or someone else. And in the 1800s, it was used to indicate the opposite of egoism. Altruism, out from the heart. Egoism, in to the mind. Perhaps you remember that movement from many years ago, Random Acts of Kindness. It explains altruism. You know, that movement spread across the nation, across the world, with the classic example of you get to the toll booth at the bridge and you pay for the person behind you. Remember the days when we had to slow down and actually pay at the toll booth? Kevin was telling me that in his late teens, he worked at the drive-through window of a coffee shop. And once a driver came to the window and asked if she could pay for the person's coffee behind her, which was all very exciting. And it went on and went on until 15 cars were paying. But then number 16 did not pay for the person behind. So he did. And then it went on for another 15 people. It was so exciting. You know what's interesting about it is that each one of those drivers didn't know a single thing about the person behind them. They didn't know if that next driver was suffering, sad, or if they were economically challenged or distressed. They didn't know that. They didn't know if the driver behind them was happy, excited, late for work, or calm. And in this way, the kindness expressed kind of had nothing to do with the person who received it. That's altruism. It's like the love of the divine. It's indiscriminate. On the website for Random Acts of Kindness, there's a story. It's called Just a Little Thing. During the rush and bustle of the Christmas holiday, I slipped into the local coffee shop drive-thru again. My paycheck was pretty much spent, and my kids and I still had grocery shopping to do. In the rearview mirror, I noticed a pickup truck with a father and a small son. Impulsively, when at the window paying for my bill, I also asked to pay for the bill of the truck behind me. My kids asked why. And I explained about how doing a kind thing was more for me than for the receiver, though I hoped he enjoyed it too. My kids wondered as to my timing as we were off to the bank to see our balance before hitting the grocery store. Much to my surprise, there was more money than expected. You see, we had overpaid on mortgage taxes through the year, and the bank had just deposited the surcharge back into our account that very morning. Coincidence? Maybe. But I can't help thinking that when you share yourself, you always get back so much more. So altruism doesn't have to be reactive. It can be proactive. I don't have to wait for a need to appear before I express my love. I don't have to wait for something to trigger my compassion before my generosity kicks in. I can reframe that. I give because that's what I do. I love because that's what I do. I'm kind because that's what I do, or a better way to see it, because that's what the divine mind in me is all about. And it has nothing to do with whether or not you deserve it. Or if I can paraphrase Matthew chapter 5, I think it's verse 44 or 45, where it says something like this: be sure that you love your enemies. Be sure to pray for those who bully you, because that way you will be duplicating the nature of the divine and what it does, because that's how you express your divine inheritance. After all, the divine makes the sun to rise on all people, regardless of their race, their gender, their culture, their age, all the things, and regardless of whether or not they deserve it. So be like that. You know, you're being altruistic when you don't require anything in return. You don't require recognition or appreciation or acknowledgement. You don't even require the recipient to be worthy, nor do you require them to know it was you. That's where my ego gets into the way. Because, you know, sometimes I want to be recognized. I want to be appreciated. I want to know that you understand I did it. You know, to balance out that need for recognition, I've told you about this, I would play this game in restaurants where I would secretly pay for somebody else's dinner. But then I noticed myself really attached to watching them respond. You know? So then I had to work it out with the wait staff and ask for them to pay for it and let them know after I left. So I couldn't watch. Couldn't tell him about it, so I tell you instead. aren't we sweet? We're so cute. And you know, altruism doesn't always have to be a gift or an act of kindness. It can also be an act of attitude, of prayer, of intention, of blessing. For example, go to the supermarket. Go to the farmer's market. Go somewhere. Then when you get there, walk about and then tune into the presence like we did this morning. Feel the love. Not your love, the love. And then when you get into that frame of mind as best you can, start to focus on random strangers. Whether they deserve it or not, love them. Just love them and imagine them happy on their terms. Well, on their terms. And don't tell another living soul what you're doing. Oh, you're going to get high. One of my favorite authors, Hugh Prather, in his book, The Quiet Answer, wrote this. Who really knows the effect of one happy thought? Is it possible that it circles the globe, finding entry into any open heart, encouraging and giving hope in some unseen way? I am convinced it does. For whenever I am truly loving, I feel the warmth and the presence of the like-minded, a growing family whose strength lies in their gentleness and whose message is in their treatment of others. Another quality of altruism, I believe, is this. It doesn't wait for circumstances to be right before it acts. It doesn't wait for things to be sorted out, for things to be better. No, it's always there in us. You might say it is our real self. If you want to bring altruism to life in your life, you can start participating with one of the simplest forms of altruism. Common courtesy. Let other people go first, even if they don't deserve it. Say please and thank you. Be nice. You know, some people don't like that word, nice, because it conjures up sort of images of fakery and stuff. I had to think about that. Have you heard that phrase? Don't be nice. Be real. I'm not sure. Look, I understand when it's important to have boundaries. And, you know, I don't believe in making nice just to avoid a conflict or to when you don't want to speak up truthfully. I get that. And I wonder if being real could also mean I'm being true to my spiritual nature. I'm made in the image and likeness of the divine, and I'm my best self when I'm expressing from that. I'm powerful and clear and courageous and strong and wise when I am duplicating the nature of what is already in me. So that way, when I'm being real, I'm being super nice. Not pretend fake plastic flowers nice. No, real nice. Authentically so. So I had to look up some synonyms for the word nice to get into this. Here are some, at least from a very long list. Friendly, generous, warm-hearted, understanding, charitable, humane, considerate, forbearing, tolerant, big-hearted, agreeable, beneficial. And now I can ask myself the question, what would being real look like without kindness, without big-heartedness, without generosity of spirit? Or I can ask, how would I show up in the world if being real meant for me with more kindness, with more open-heartedness, with more generosity of spirit, with more bravery, with more forgiveness, with more courage, with more sharing, with more of what the divine mind already is in me? Many years ago, I moved into a new neighborhood, and a neighbor knocked on the door. He had brought to me as a welcome statement a plate of homemade baked cookies. I can't tell you how much that meant to me, because I had not slowed down through the rush of arriving and unpacking to even notice that there were other sentient beings nearby. You know. And then years later, I moved to another neighborhood. No cookies came to the door. I said to myself, maybe it's my turn. And so I started making an effort to notice people in the neighborhood, to connect with them, and to talk. What a difference it made. Another one of my favorite authors, Chris Ben-Gui, in his book Beyond Courage, writes, we must slow down and notice the people around us and then get to know them. We need to take the time to see our friends, family, neighbors, colleagues, and even strangers on the street as human beings who possess the same emotions, concerns, fears, and loves that we do. Once we accomplish that, we can communicate and bond with them through those commonalities, and eventually, the barriers of fear and hatred and hurtfulness will dissipate and be replaced with our common goal of happiness. Again, I stress, we must make the time to do this every day in our hustle bustle lives, not just occasionally when it is convenient for us to do so. Now, your take home prayer today, as you know, you have to come visit me to get it, is from Dr. Ernest Holmes, and it supports this idea of altruism and love. So I'm going to read it to you, and I invite you to breathe in and exhale, letting your eyes close. And then let these words reverberate through your whole being, your whole system, as if they were your own words spoken silently in your head. I am never alone, never lonely, for I have as a companion the living spirit within me. I affirm that people are drawn to me by the ever-active spiritual law of the universe. I desire to be loved. Therefore, I allow myself to love greatly, to feel warmly inclined toward people, to be interested in them and helpful on their behalf. I give as I wish to receive. It is not enough for me that I profess to love people. I must really love people more dearly than I have ever loved before, because after all people are my spiritual family. I do not outline who shall be my friends and companions. There is no desire in me to coerce, compel, force, or suggest to anyone spiritual law brings me into contact and into relationship with all those people in whose company I may give the most and enjoy the most. I am happy and radiant, for I always enjoy perfect companionship with the living spirit within me, and I trust this spirit implicitly and its laws to bring into my environment and atmosphere people, loved ones, friends, strangers even, where I may establish a community of interest and helpfulness. I love and cooperate with my world, and so does my world love and give me cooperation. I am happy in all my companionships and connections, because I realize now they are being worked out perfectly by spiritual law. And that law is set into motion for me by my love of others. And letting the next breath you take be deeper than the one before, like this, followed by a sigh, we bring this moment of contemplation to an end. Also, the movement of breath allows us to make a transition to our offering in our service time. I invite the ushers to stand while you prepare your gift, giving me the opportunity to thank you in advance for your support of our center. Together we are creating a place that is vibrating this message of wholeness for anyone who ventures into it. Perhaps you gave electronically, in which case I invite you to place your hand on your chest as a symbol of your heart connection to your giving, and to say after me, I bless this gift. I send it forth to heal and prosper. It does amazing work in the world. And so it is.